How's it going, everybody? So, Corona. Are we done now? Enjoy the ad. No, we are not done. We haven't gotten a vaccine yet. We haven't gotten this. We're just starting to get over the first wave. The reason why I believe there's going to be a second wave is because every pandemic I've ever looked at in the last 2 weeks, from SARS, the Hong Kong flu, the Spanish flu, you know, the major sicknesses that we've gotten over the years, there's multiple waves. It always comes back. It's going to be in the rotation. The vaccine that they're discussing is not going to be anytime soon. I mean, everyone's focused on it, but to get a functional vaccine for a coronavirus, not just COVID-19, but like any coronavirus, like that's the flu shot is an interesting case because it only prepares you for 50% of the flus, and you can still get a flu, and you can still get the flu from the flus, but you're only going to get a milder case. So, yeah. If it's going to be that, sure, fine. Like, I'll get a goddamn flu shot every year. But things are happening. There's a lot of comedians that I follow that are, it's like, you know what? This is the coronavirus. It's got a 1% chance of killing me. I'm healthy. I'm invincible. I'm in great shape. I'm taking a shit ton of vitamin D because I heard it on Rogan, which, mind you, it was a scientist that said it, and it's a correlation, but we're not entirely sure. But the person Rogan was talking to is incredibly smart, so take some vitamin D, motherfuckers. So K1 and K2 are also probably help. Anyway, so Andrew Schultz had a great video on the truthers versus like the Tim Dillons that are like just enjoying the conspiracy nature of talking about the coronavirus. And he's basically calling everybody out for virtue signaling, which, by the way, I've watched his podcast too. He was done with it. He doesn't want to wear a mask. And Twitter, or at least the Twitter that I follow, is very much pro stay at home. Like, don't spread the virus. Everyone's getting mad about all the people going out and partying. And to be honest with you, fair enough. It's like, fuck, that guy's doing it? Like, what the whole fucking point of us staying at home is so we don't spread the virus? Meanwhile, everybody I follow is either a writer, a cosplayer, artist. My Twitter tends to lean left because everybody I follow leans left and very progressive thinking. There's a lot of shit going on with all this that's very, it goes back to the bag of Skittles or whatever, or bag of candies. You have a bag of candy that has 100 pieces in there. One of them will kill you. Like, why the fuck would you even open up the bag? The number of charities that I've watched, watch this, we're going to be raising funds. One I watched this weekend was Tiger and Phil, the challenge, with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady as the teammates. And goddamn, this was so much of an improvement over the first one. The guys immediately donated their purses to the cause. So that's $10 million to charity right off the bat. You had guys golfing in golf carts by themselves, no caddies, cameramen that were far enough away, people on the course that were monitoring the situations. Tom Brady splits his pants. Tiger had maybe one or two lines that were really good, but he, like, towards the end, like, I know from experience of working with cameras, they were in pitch black night for that storm. They had to have been, because if the course, like, the TV turned green, like, that's how much they had to screw around with the irises on the cameras so that they would have light. The football players were like, hey, when's the heavy stuff coming along? Because, of course, they're going to play. They play through everything. Football, yeah. Tom Brady, like I said, split his pants. Not so great of a golf game. And was great about having Peyton talk. Like, you know, when I'm playing in a best ball with somebody and he says, don't worry, I got you for 300 yards. And he was like, what? It was joyous, especially because, like, the golf carts, they had GoPros on them, so when they're in between holes, they're driving to the next one, and they're talking on camera, and, I would love to see golf make that a regular thing. Get two pros, get two celebrities, that, the more jawing, the better. My personal pick, Derek Jeter and Michael Jordan, and you settled the rubber match between Phil and Tiger, because Tiger won with Peyton Manning this time, and Phil won the first one by himself. So if we could do another one of these in a month, I'd be down for it, because, hell, Ricky Johnson called Charles Barkley fat on live air. Oh my god, that was so good. Oh, like, let your hair down, golf. So the NBA is discussing coming back, and they have the right idea. Bubble league. We're gonna test everybody, like, first week, quarantine them, test them again in 3 days, test them again in 3 days after that. So what have you. But here's the issue. The NBA is like, well, for the regular season, we should have like 10 teams, have all the teams come in, all of them. Instead of doing a 14 team whatever playoff that was like in contention for a playoff spot, because that's what the NHL's doing. NHL was like, all right, all the division leaders or whatever that were top four, you're getting a bye first week. Everybody that was in contention, 3-game series. You guys get to play the teams that were whatever, that had the bye. We're gonna be good like that. And for the most part, that's going to work out. But the NHL has a different problem, which I'll get to. The NBA, it's like, well, we should really conclude the regular season. It was like, for who? Like, how many, are you going to give them, what, 5 games? If a team is like 4.5, like Trailblazers, for example. Trailblazers are 4.5 games out of the, like, the last playoff spot. That's, like, in 5 games, they have to win every game? Jesus Christ. Like, Damian Lillard was like, no, if you're not going to give us a real chance to win, like, I'll be with the team, but I'm not playing. I'm not injuring myself for some bullshit. 5 games. Like, Dame Lillard wants to come back. LeBron wants to come back. Steph Curry wants to come back. Because I think Steph Curry is going nuts. Dealing with his wife right now, who, like she's starting to post, like, thirst pics online. It was like, whoa, boy. So, NBA, I really believe that they're going to have a season because all they have to do is get their playoffs done. That's all they got to do. Baseball, on the other hand, I have no idea if there's going to be a season this year. Like, if you asked me 2 weeks ago, I said, yeah, maybe. Without fans, like do what the NBA was proposing, to have like two, everyone goes back to their spring training spots. Like, there's no interleague play, shortened season. We're just doing 40 games, and some of them are going to be doubleheaders. Like, or 40 days of play, some of them are going to have doubleheaders. Doubleheader Sundays, who knows? Anyway, so players are, like, it's a very contentious union, and serves them well. If one player gets coronavirus and has an issue, or if one player has an issue and dies, like, let's go to the extreme. Let's go to the exact extreme that everyone would be worried about. If a player dies playing a shortened season or whatever, the sports league, MLB, they are fucked. They are just absolutely fucked. And no one wants that. No one wants to be one of the, like, the possible guys that gets complications or whatever out of, like, goddamn Sarah Spain. Like, I don't know what she was talking about when she said it, but when she was talking to Golic and Wingo, I believe, she's like, there might be fertility issues from the pandemic. I was like, what? Google this. And it turns out, like, fertility clinics aren't necessarily... Now, I don't even know if this is what she was talking about, but this is the first results that came up. The fertility clinics aren't considered an essential service. So if they are closed, it's, like, some people's family window. Like, hardcore biological windows are closing, and it's, like, I feel for those people. Like, goddamn, that's, like, how the hell do you deal with that? So, baseball, very contentious. Players don't want to make less money. There's a lot of things going on, and, like, certain things would have to be done on, I'm not saying faith, but, like, they'd have to, like, have people's words or whatever. It's like that, like, changing over the way people get paid, because, like, baseball could be like a salary cap. But you know what? If none of the players want to play, I am perfectly fine with a scab league, because, in my opinion, and this is an idiot opinion, if the players play, they get half of what they would normally make, because the owners aren't making that much money either, because they're probably going to be playing with no fans. But, like I said, I have no idea what it comes out to. But if you don't play, you get a quarter of what you would normally make. Because, like, if the owners are taking a haircut and they're spending all the money on ensuring that, like, things are, but I don't know, it's like some, not every owner's wallet is the same, so I really can't say. But I really hope we get baseball, because, but they have a bigger hill. Like, hockey and basketball only has their playoffs. Baseball has an entire season, and they're already not, 180 games, that's out the window, 160, whatever the hell it is. Like, the regular season, out the window. It might be 40 games. It might be 60 games. It might be a game a week. Who knows? But a lot of things got to get ironed out, and I do not know if it's going to be, like, something that happens. But back to what I was saying about hockey. So, hockey has an issue going on right now in that... The Olympics and hockey has an interesting issue in that a lot of players in the NHL will usually play for their Olympic teams. Now, that normally wouldn't be a problem because the Olympics are in the summer. Hockey, it kind of misses out, but there's a rule in a lot of hockey. There's the 2016 Olympics and the 2020 Olympics. All the players signed a clause saying if they play for the NHL, they are not playing in the Olympics. They play for their teams. Because if your team is in the NHL Stanley Cup tournament, like they're in the playoffs, they do not play for the Olympics. But I guess if you're not in the playoffs, you can go play for the Olympics in an Olympic year. I have no idea if that's true or not. That's what I think happens. But that always happens on NBC. NBC is the channel for hockey playoffs. So next year, when the Olympics are moved to 2021, the NBC is going to go with the Olympics because the Olympics are gold as far as ratings and viewership, as opposed to the hockey games. Now, they might coincide, and the NHL will have to be, I don't know, either on NBC Sports or be on its own channel, or stream it, or what have you. It'll be on Yahoo Sports. Like, just throwing it out there, it'll be on Twitter. That's very difficult for them because they're going to, like, every sports league, I'm willing to bet, like, is going to have a two-year run of just shit that they have to get through. I'm pretty sure the coronavirus killed the XFL. I'm not entirely sure it's, like, completely dead because they budgeted for 2 years. But if they can do football next year, maybe they'll all come back. I have no idea. All right, so I'm losing my voice. I'm tired. The amount of information that we're getting now, and plus that we've compiled, we're finding out things more and more. And I'm not saying it's getting better, but that's two tiny ass deer in the road. I think there's like two fawns. Get out of the way, kids. Come on. Ooh. Just gonna go slow. Watch out for a friend mom because I just know that she's out there. Oh, now you can move. Okay. So, like I said, there's some truthers out there. They're like, we're invincible. Like, this is just some government conspiracy, whatever. Listen, like I said, bag of Skittles, there's 100 in there. One of them will kill you. Why you can even take the chance? But then again, there's people who's like, well, we're kind of really fucking the economy over, and that's going to really cause a lot of problems. And they're not wrong. So, it's a rock and a hard place. And me personally, if I don't have to wear gloves anywhere, as long as I wash my hands, as long as I use a little bit of hand sanitizer, but there's some days where it's like, fuck. I went to pick my teeth today after I used hand sanitizer on my hands, and goddamn, that shit tastes awful. Oh, Jesus Christ. Like I literally swigged a bottle of water and spit it out. Trying to get that taste out of my mouth. Ugh. That fucking aloe and alcohol combo. Ugh. All right. This has been a sports update and comedy update. Which, by the way, I think Bert Kreischer, God bless him. Like, he saw somewhere in the contracts or somewhere where there was... You can't do a theater, but you can figure out a way for drive-ins. because drive-in movies was a thing on the, like, stage reclamation project. Like, there's a lot of states are going in stages, and drive-in movies is a stage that it's early on. So, really looking forward to seeing where his drive-in, it could be a fucking pop-up for all I know, but if this pandemic brings back goddamn drive-in movies, not so bad. I mean, like, if it makes them more popular, fine. Like, I think we can improve the technology. There was a, I was listening to Kevin Brennan's podcast, and they were talking about parking garages that would be, everybody's in their car, one guy's on the stage, but they have a radio device where everybody goes on a specific channel, and it would be the, like, your basic, or not even know basic, but, like, the, one of the stations that you would never turn to because it's meant for, like, specific types. If you can get clear radio of sound, and then just, like, a guy does crowd work walking up to a car, it's like, you, the Range Rover, it's like, what would you describe your personality as? Oh, really? In a Range Rover that you haven't washed in a month? I'm going to say you're this. Everybody laughs because, like, I think all drivers know each other. But I'm going to leave on a bit of hope because, like, I remembered the episode clearly where I said, I don't know is my catchphrase. I know this now. We're going to keep trying. And we're going to succeed here and there. And so there's going to be a lot of small victories that are just going to add up. And eventually, we're going to get back to where we were, and we're not going to realize it. But it's not going to be anytime soon. But in the meantime, I think we're good. So, peace. This podcast is brought to you by Double Barrel Theater. Please check out our comics. Check out our Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. Like, check out the author, Matthew Kale, on Twitter, MW Kale, and on Instagram, MW Kale. Peace.